the Earth Guard. The planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty.
This week, the Vengeance Squad in Vengeance is Mired.
Oh, how can you listen to that?
It's music to my ears. The most beautiful sound I've ever heard. A song that's been running through my head since I first met the bastards.
Well, it gives me a headache. That's why I tend to knock them out.
Oh, you want me to rub your head?
No thanks. I'd have to take off my mask.
So, we're all friends here.
I don't take off my mask.
But you're such a cutie under...
Just drop it! Please.
Fine, Mr. Sensitive. So, where are the others?
Checking out the trophy room. You know they actually have one of the Holy Roman's crucifiers here? If we could get security off it, we could put that thing to good use.
Oh, that would be fun.
They're working on it. Not sure if they can get it out. But listen, one thing. The Vengeance Squad?
I told you that's our name.
But it sounds so...
Let it go.
How about the Backlash Pack? Or the Mirth Guard?
You think those are better?
Or anything. The Revengers.
No, this is my team, and I'll name it whatever I want.
Your team? Really? Because I remember being here before you, and it was my idea to lay here and wait for the guard.
You're already on another team. You can't have both. This one is mine. I'm clearly the best leader here.
Excuse me. I am a queen. I've led the armies of the Moon Children for years.
Oh, please. Those moon things barely even have brains.
You think that makes them easier to lead? I really have to spell things out for them to be able to do anything right.
So, leading a bunch of retarded kindergartners makes you the best choice to lead us?
Well, if the IQ fits.
Hey! You might be able to talk to Dragon Drop that way, but the rest of us...
What? Hey, shut the hell up, gas hat!
Was that even supposed to be remotely witty?
All right. Enough! This is ridiculous. Shut up and listen to me! We need to work together without killing one another. We've got half the Earth Guard captured here. Do you want to bicker about the name of our temporary alliance and who our official treasurer is? Or do you want to capture the other four members? Because I don't know about you, but personally, I won't be satisfied until I hear every single one of them scream with pleasure after I finally give in to their begging for death and slit their damned throats. Now, are you with me?
You know, there is something very wrong with your brain. But I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm in.
You can do what you will to the Earth Guard. I don't care. Just leave the moon to me and mine.
What is your deal with the moon? It's just the moon, for Christ's sake!
It's my home! My kingdom! And all my moon children, well, they need me. You should see what they do when I leave them alone. By now, they've probably broken half the dishes in the kingdom. Oh, I can just see them, rubbing up against my castle door, wondering why I won't let them inside.
And you want us to count these things as people?
What? How dare you speak that way about my children?
That's the teleporter. Get ready.
I'm sorry if they're not on the internet. Consuming enough for you to count them as people, but not everyone is a...
Luna, we don't have the time for this right now. We've got to pretend to be...
Oh, hi there, everyone. Is there a meeting or...
No, not at all. We're just all relaxing and enjoying the company of... Enjoying the capture of these awful villains here. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
Yep, that's us. Heroes all.
All right. Well, I've just come up to make a few adjustments to the brain frame. I've been overhauling the system, updating the interfaces. Should be much smoother.
Excellent, yes. Good idea. Will it take long?
Nothing's ever fast enough for you, eh? It should just be a moment. In fact, there. That's all I need to do from up here. I'll finish the rest back at Stan. The brain frame should be fully functional in about 20 minutes.
Oh, good.
I guess I'll be going then. You look very pretty today, Peas Blossom.
Oh, thanks.
You're wearing your old costume again. It's very flattering.
Yeah, I felt like it.
Yes. Well, so long then. Have a good afternoon.
You too. What was that all about?
What was what all about?
Why did we just let him go? You're our self-proclaimed leader. Why didn't we pounce on the bastard?
And why did I have to be the gay-ass fairy girl?
It's Broadbent. He's a robot.
A robot who we just let vaults out of here!
You would have preferred we lock him in a cell?
Then he wouldn't be getting in our way.
And what would stop him from sending up his next Broadbent model after this one?
Still don't see why I had to be the fairy.
Because you're a fag!
You want me to show you? You want me to prove it to you right here, right now?
Why don't you just step away from the lady?
You keep out of this.
I don't think I will. You take on one of the Vengeance Squad. You take on us all!
I started the goddamn Vengeance Squad!
You people are worse than the Moon Children. I'm taking the moon back to Mars.
Now hang on a minute, that's not part of the deal.
You said you'd leave the moon to me and my followers.
Yeah, but you didn't say you'd be taking it away.
We need the moon here! It maintains the tides. We would be in total ecological disaster without it.
We of the moon care not for your earthen life. Who's going to stop me once the Earth Guard is gone? You?
Well, damn well try, sister.
Are you declaring war on the moon?
I'll tear the thing apart before I let you leave with it.
That's not going to do anyone any good!
People, we're doing it again. We have to...
What the hell is that?
Now, this is Justin. We take you now live to Washington, D.C., where the mollusk appears to be leading an army of heavily armed blue-green fishmen onto the shore. Estimates put their numbers in the thousands, and they are pouring out of Chesapeake Bay and into the District of Columbia and the surrounding area. No sign of the Earth Guard yet, but the disgraced hero Ocean Man is already on the scene. No word yet if the former Guard member is there to stop the invasion or has somehow changed allegiances to... This just in. Ocean Man appears to be confronting the mollusk, taking on as much of the Atlantean fleet as he can by himself.
It's an emergency.
I don't know how much one man can do against an invasion force like this, but he does appear to be trying.
So, what are we supposed to do?
So we'll switch to that.
Laugh?
Okay, you can see here the Atlanteans coming up the shore. Stop the damage.
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Mikulski as the narrator, Angela Tymon as Peas Blossom,
Lynn Nelson as Binary Girl,
Daniel Schwartz as Dr. Fast, Jordan D. White as the Jack, Elijah Weberhand as Mr. Fahrenheit, Derek McNish as Broadband,
Daniel Schwartz as Dragon Drop, Eva Rosenblatt as Suspiria, Brian LaRanger as Gas Mask, Kate Slutwinski as Lady Luna,
and Frank Allen as the Newscaster, with theme song by Michael D. Mikulski.